To Date or Not to Date by X Jane, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Seriously, book, Joe says, making sure every ounce of exasperation is clearly audible. I am not interested in another setup. Too bad, buddy, Booker smirks. We're tired of you moping around. Joe sputters in protest and looks around to the rest of his co-workers turned friends for support, but Quinn stares at her nails. Niall looks away with a vaguely guilty look in her eyes, and Andy just shrugs. It's rare, but he has a point, Joe. It's Booker's turn to protest, but Andy continues. Anyway, you're meeting Josh this Friday after work. Joe hopes all the betrayal he feels is radiating. Josh, what a stupid name. Joe and Josh, Josh and Joe. He's been on 36 of these dates already, since he accidentally revealed he has been single for almost a decade. The thing is, he knows the gang means well, but he just doesn't want to do this any longer. I can't on Friday, he blurts out. I already have a date. Oh? Four pairs of eyes turn to him. He suddenly feels like a bunch of spotlights have suddenly been flicked on. That's amazing, sweetie, Quinn says, just as Andy asks, deeply suspicious. Who with? Shit. Joe racks his brain, and then he notices him. Always alone for lunch, always with his large nose into a thick, dusty book, his pale eyes focused on whatever he's reading, always with some pasta in a Tupperware box, smelling like heaven itself whenever Joe walks by to find his friends. Nikki, he says before he can stop himself. Nikki? Booker parrots. Nikki who? Nikki, Joe makes a desperate gesture. From accounting. The eyes all swivel to the table in the corner. Luckily, Nikki is too engrossed in his book to notice. It remains silent after that for a few beats, and Joe thinks he might get away with this. It might actually be one of his best ideas ever. Nobody ever talks to Nikki, so Joe can keep coming up with this excuse every time he needs it, claim they're taking things slow and they agreed to keep work and private separate. But then Niall pipes up. That's so cool. Nikki's really nice. He gave me this great flan recipe from his nonna. You're going to have so much fun, Joe. Damn. Joe didn't realize Niall knew Nikki. On what seems to be a more personal base than a polite greeting whenever she drops off an expenses report. So Joe lingers while they all hurry back to their desks and stops by Nikki, who's carefully marking his spot with a bookmark. Hi, Joe says. I need a favor. He's startled, Nikki, he can tell. The other man flushes bright red and drops his cutlery. The noise rings awfully loud in the nearly empty break room. Listen, he continues hastily, figuring there's no good way to do this. My friends were trying to set me up, and I didn't want to go, so I told them I'm taking you out on a date this Friday. If you could just play along? Oh. Nikki is still flustered, making a weird flapping motion with his hand. Why, that is, he takes a deep breath. I doubt anybody will ask me, but, okay. The last word is said with determination and finality, and Joe nods in thanks. Looks like he has an ally. Joe, Niall exclaims from three tables away on Monday. Nikki told me all about it. So wonderfully romantic to take him out on the lake in a rowboat and picnic on the water. Nikki seemed rather enraptured, but he didn't want to tell me if you guys kissed. So, my friend, spill. She wiggles her eyebrows lewdly. But Joe is too flabbergasted to notice. Where did Nikki come up with all that? It's pretty impressive, truth be told. Who would have thought the mousy pencil pusher would have such an imagination? Quinn is practically swooning in her seat, and Booker mutters something about stealing the idea for the next time he can drag Adele away from the kids for a night. Joe smirks. Best idea ever. To invent a date with Nikki. No more Josh is in his future. So when are you seeing him again? Andy asks, and... we didn't really... Oh, you have to, Joe! Niles says, shaking his shoulder so violently Joe fears she might dislocate it. I think Nikki really likes you. Joe stares at her, wide eyes and uncharacteristically at a loss for words. Or I can call Josh again, Andy says. If things don't work out, I mean. Oh, no, no need, Joe says. I planned on talking to Nikki after lunch. Oh, don't let us keep you, Quinn says, standing up. Come on, guys. We can finish eating at our desk. Tell us all tomorrow, Joe. And so Joe finds himself talking to Nikki again for the second time in a week. He has a nice voice, Nikki, and his crooked smile is pretty attractive. Joe wonders why he never noticed that before. And then he realizes this is the second time he talked to Nikki in the 3.5 years he's worked here. It was the worst idea ever to come up with dating Nikki. Andy started a bet on when Joe would move in with Nikki after date number 3. They'd apparently been picking fresh berries, which Nikki then used to bake a pie, if Joe remembers correctly. After date 7, volunteering at the animal shelter to play with the animals, somebody overheard Nikki telling Niall in glowing words how amazing it had been, and the gossip spread like wildfire after that. Niall came to lunch smirking like a cat that got the canary somewhere after date 12 or 13 because, as she claimed, Nikki had blushed prettily, answering, "Yusuf is perfect in all ways," to Niall's pestering about how the physical aspect of their relationship was going. After some 20 dates, Nikki started smiling at him from his corner table. By that time, pretty much the whole office was going wild on various bets, not just when they would move in together, but who would propose to who, what they would name their first kid, and who had come up with the stargazing date on which they'd cuddled up under a blanket with a flask of mulled cider. Another 3 weeks, and Nikki would sometimes pass by their lunch table, waving at Joe shyly and asking if he was having a good day. Then he dropped an amore here and a cuore mio there and brought Joe pasta. "Because you said last time you really like my 3-cheese sauce, tesoro mio." And Joe is in trouble. In over his head. Or, to put it bluntly, royally fucked. Because Nikki is kind and sweet and quite handsome when he smiles at Joe so sweetly, and he makes really tasty pasta, and he comes up with the best date ideas. Joe feels cheated every week when he hears what he and Nikki supposedly did, teaching each other Italian and dirge, taking a pottery class, making each other bouquets out of fallen leaves, going on a treasure hunt the others set out. And there's a gnawing feeling of jealousy when he thinks about who Nikki might be actually taking on these dates, and the butterflies in his stomach when Nikki lobs yet another sweet Italian nickname at him casually. And really, in hindsight, it's a miracle it took this long. But he's listening with one ear to Niall telling the others about yet another romantic date he and Nikki went on, eating the amazing veggie lasagna Nikki brought him, staring at Nikki, looking up from his book, smiling shyly at him, his bright eyes soft, and he's had it. Truly had it. So he stands up, ignoring Booker's surprise sounds, stalks over to Nikki's table and kisses the man. Thoroughly, deeply, hungrily. And by the grace of Allah, Nikki kisses back just as hard. Chaos erupts as 260 people try to figure out who's just won which bet, but Joe doesn't care in the least. "I'm taking you out on a picnic on a rowboat tomorrow," he whispers to Nikki when they finally let go. And Nikki just grins so wide Joe thinks his face might split and nods. The end.